We begin the current daf Masechta Tanis, daf Yud Ches. We begin on the bottom of the Yud Zayin Mabez, three lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues quoting from the discussion of the Megillas Tanis from the previous daf. That is Amamar. We had said in the Brice of Megillas Tanis, Mitzmanye be'ad seif mayado, from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of the Yamed of Pesach, itoisiv chagad shvuayim. It was established when is the appropriate time of the Yamed of Shavuos, which was debated between the tzaddikim and the beisusim, in other words, from the chachamim and those who deny the oral law, and they said that it's mimachar shabbos, it's always on the Sunday, and the halacha is it doesn't mean shabbos, doesn't mean shabbos, it means from the day after the first day of Pesach, and then it was finally discussed, and the debate was won by the chachamim that the halacha is that it's not the day after shabbos, not on a Sunday, and therefore the halacha was deloy lemispad. There shouldn't be any hespedim. It was established as a minor holiday, which is one of the Yom Tov Megillas Tainus. And therefore, it's one of the stringent ones, even that there's no, not even a hesped, not even a eulogy. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Lama liat seif mayid, why did it have to establish as one of the Yom Tov Megillas Tainus from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of the Yom Tov Pesach? Lema ara mayid, it should have said up until the Yom Tov Pesach. Umayid guva Yom Tov Vasar, why do we have to make the Yom Tov Pesach forbidden to fast because it's part of Megillas Tainus? It's forbidden because of Yom Tov Pesach. You know, fast on the biblical Yom Tov of Pesach. So Amar Papa, Papa says, Kedama Rav. It's similar to the Teretz of Rav that we had mentioned on the bottom of the previous daf, which is Loi Nitzrach, we only needed to make it forbidden additionally based on the Isra of Megillas Tainus, and we continue on top of Yud Chesim and Aleph, and Lelesa Yom Shlofanov. It was only to make the day beforehand forbidden. And that is, in other words, in regards to what was discussed in the previous daf, which there was a different, similar type of question, which is why did they have to make the first part of Nisan, from Reish Yarech, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, up until the 8th of Nisan, forbidden because of Megillas Tainus? It should be forbidden on Rosh Chodesh because it's Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is considered a mei that you can't fast. So the reason is because, as we learn that, regarding Megillas Tainus, not only is the day itself forbidden, but even what's called Lefnei Nasur, and even the day before is forbidden, whereas had it been only because of Rosh Chodesh, then the day before would not have been forbidden to fast, because as we said in the previous daf, Divrei Torah do not need chizuk. When it's biblical, it doesn't need support to say that even the day before is going to be forbidden, that you might come to do it on that day. So that the Gemara says, Hachinam elinitzchei lesa yom shel achav. Here also, it's only to say, why do we say including the Yom Tov of Pesach till the end? Is you're right, the Yom Tov itself is forbidden because of the Yom Tov. It's to say that even the day after Yom Tov, that day is also going to be forbidden to fast because it's the day after the days of Megillas Tainus. And that's why we're saying it's forbidden also because of that. After that, the Gemara asks, come on, who would this be going like? Rabbi Yaisi, must be like Rabbi Yaisi about Mishnah, the Amma that he says, Bein Lefana, Bein Lachar Vasar, that even the day before and the day after is going to be forbidden. And that's how we're explaining the Mishnah. That's why it says all the way up until the end of the Yom Tov of Pesach, to say that even the day after is going to be forbidden. And that the Gemara is wondering, you're saying it like Rabbi Yaisi and you're leaving it under Rabbanan? So on that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, that's going like Rabbi Yaisi, that you're establishing that he's the author of Megillas Tainus, so the question is, Be'esem et Tishanami, then the 29th of Adar also, which the Gemara had answered on the previous daf, that the reason why, as we just mentioned this before, why he was saying that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan up until the 8th is going to be forbidden because of Megillas Tainus, which that would mean the 30th day of Adar, because the Adar that's right before Nisan is always Chaser, which makes it only 29 days. So day 30 of Rosh Chodesh Adar is really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So then the question is, my area, the Hava Yemed de Kamei Yemed de Mitekim Tamidam, why is it that, again, we said the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to be not only forbidden to fast because it's Rosh Chodesh, but also because it's part of Megillas Tainus, to say that the day before, which is going to be day 29 of the month of Adar, which is the last day, that it's forbidden to fast because the day before, the day that we had established the priorities of the Karban Tamid, as we had mentioned previous stuff, that it's only brought from the Tzibur, not like the Tzeduk Mo had wanted to say that it's brought from any individual. But typically, to have a Yema, the Basar, Estin B'tmanyebe. If, like you just said, that the Tana, that's the author of Megillas Tainus, is Rabbi Yaisi, and that's how we can say that it's even to the end of Pesach, to say that the day after is forbidden, which is not like the Tana Kama, who says that it's only forbidden before, not after. But if it's Rabbi Yaisi, then why do we have to say Reish Yarcha, to say that the day before is forbidden because it's from before? But if you're saying that even days after Megillas Tainus are forbidden too, then the day before Rosh Chodesh, which is the 29th of Adar, will be forbidden because it's the day after the 28th, which is also already forbidden based on Megillus Tainus. The time I learned the Braisa. It says, Bis Esther B'tmani B'an, the 28th day of Adar, Asis B'surta Tavsel Yudar. There was good news that came to the Jewish people. The Lo Yidim in their Raisa, that they won't be pulled away from the Torah, that they won't have to have Bittel Torah, because there was a decree on them that they shouldn't learn Torah. And that is Shepamachas Nigzer Gezer Al Yisrael. Because one time there was this decree that came on the Jewish people. Shleyask B'tayra, that they shouldn't toil in Torah. B'shleyi Moiles B'neim, that they cannot circumcise their children. B'shechal Shabbos, and they have to desecrate Shabbos. So the Gemara tells them, Ma'asa Yehuda ben Shemu v'chaber. What did Yehuda ben Shemu and his friends do? Halchu v'natlo Eitzim v'matronisa Achas. They went to take counsel by a Roman noblewoman. She called Gedali Rami Mitsu Netzla, that all the great ones of Rome were frequented by her. So Amalaham, she told them, Imdu Vivgina Balailo, go out and scream in the night. So Halchu Vivgina Balailo, they went out and they screamed in the night. And Amr, they said, Eishemayim, woe to heaven, that is, they were screaming to Kadosh Baruch Hu, based on the decrees that were harsh, that were decreed on them, and they were saying in front of the Romans, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Acham Anachnu, are we not brothers? And that is a reference to the Jewish people come from Yaakov, and the Romans that come from Esav. Loi B'nei Av Echad Anachnu, are we not sons of the same father, Yitzchak? Loi B'nei Eim Achas Anachnu, are we not sons of the same mother, which is Rivka? Manish Taninu, we call Uma Veloshen She'atim Gezim Lenik Zeriz Rois. Why are we different than any other nation and any other civilization that you decree such evil decrees on us? Ubatlam, and they nullify those decrees. And then they made the 20th of Adar into a Yom Tov. So the Gemara's question is, if you're saying the Tana of Megillus Tainus is Rabbi Yosi, and that's why you're answering, that's why they said it's all the way to the end of the Pesach, because although it's forbidden because of Pesach, to say that even the day after. But if we're going days after, then that means the 28th will also be forbidden the day after, which is the 29th. Then why do we have to say Rish Yarcha? The whole reason why we said Rish Yarcha, and although it's forbidden biblically because Rosh Chodesh, is to say the day before. But you don't need the day before because you have it the day after if it's Rabbi Yosi from the 28th. So that on Abaya. Abaya said, L'nitzcha el l'chodesh mu'ubar. He says, you're right. The reason why we would have to say that it's forbidden the day before and it won't help just enough in the day after the 28th is when they didn't make Rosh Chodesh Nisan on day 30, when therefore they only made it on day 31, which is then that's going to be day 1 of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the day before is going to be Lamed. And yes, 28th will make the day after forbidden, which is 29th, but not the 30th. And therefore, they have to say in those cases, the Rish Yarcha is forbidden. And that way, day before, which is Lamed Adar, will be forbidden to fast also. Rav Ashi Amar, he gives another answer. He says, Afilatem l'chedesh chas, you could even say that the halacha was necessary to say that even from Rish Yarcha, even when it's a chedesh chas, that there's only 29 days in the month of Adar. And although that would seem to be the day after 28th, because there's a difference. Kol shela acharav, whenever you have this halacha that Rabbi Yosi is saying, that the day after will be forbidden also, it's only betainis asa behesped mutter. It's only for fasting that's forbidden, but actually the eulogizing is forbidden, is permitted. However, v'zeh hoyel mutl bein shnei yom tovim. However, the significance of this, that it's between 2 days of Megillus Tainus, one the 28th and one on the 30th, which is the first of Nithan. So then, Asuk Yom Tov Atzmai, they made it as a Yom Tov itself. And therefore, even for eulogizing, it's going to be forbidden. And that's why that's the significance of saying even Rish Yarcha, to point out that not only will it be forbidden the day after the 28th, which is only for fasting, but even eulogizing is going to be forbidden. So the Gemara resumes discussing this Brice of Megillus Tainus. Amamar, we said in the previous daf, B'tman Yibei V'atzeif Mayada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of the Yom Tov Pesach, it was established when's the appropriate time of the Yom Tov Shavuos, to Leila Misbar, and therefore they had made that one should not eulogize in those days. So now the Gemara asks, so we just finished asking, why did we say all the way up until the end of the Yom Tov Pesach, which we said that was to tell you La'achrav. Now the question is from the beginning of that. Why'd I have to say from the 8th of Nisan, Leima Mitisha Bey, should it say from the 9th of Nisan, and B'tmanya Gufa Yasra, and we would know that the 8th itself is forbidden, to have a Yemedi taken by Tamida, because it's going to be the day, which is a Yom Tov, because they had established what is the appropriateness of who brings the Karban Tamid, because that was the first part of that sentence, that paragraph in Megillas Tainis, which is said that from Resh Yarcha, from Resh Chodesh Nisan until the Tamanya Ben, until the eighth day, is forbidden because of the Karban Tamid. So why do we have to lap over the eighth day because of the Yom Tov Shuas if it's already forbidden because of Karban Tamid? So now the Gemara answers, Kivin de la Mikla Milsa, because that's if something bad's going to happen during those first 8 days. Ubatlime Lishiva, and they're going to have to nullify the first 7 days of the prohibition of fasting during those days, because actually they're going to have to make a gzera that there's going to have to be a tainus during those days, which are a Yom Tov, based on the premise of the Karban Tamid. However, but Tamanya Guva Yasa, however, the 8th day is still going to be Asur to fast, the Havala Yemekama, the taste of Bechag the Shavaya, because that's going to be the first day of the days which are Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So though from the first 7 days, if something happens, they're going to nullify that, and they're not going to fast, and they're going to fast on those days. However, here it's going to be different, because it's going to be part of the latter part, from the 8th day till the end of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Now, that the Gemara says, now that we came to this answer, based on this question of why we mentioned the 8th from the beginning of the Yom Tov Shavuos, so Esther Matisha Nami, so now we have an answer for the previous question. Why did we have to say the 29th being forbidden because of the day before, and why not, isn't it enough from the day after? Is Kivin to Ilu Mikla Milsa, because that's if something is going to happen. And they're going to nullify the Megillah's Tainus of making the prohibition of fasting on the 28th day, Esther Matisha Gufay Asr, still the 29th is going to be forbidden, because it's going to be the day before the day that they established the Karban Tamid. So though that we had two other answers in the Gemara before, now the Gemara has a third teretz in saying that, yes, you're right, it's enough to be forbidden from the day after. However, if something happens to the 28th, it'll still be forbidden from the day before of Rish Yarcha, and that's why we have to mention that it's going to be Rish Yarcha to say that the day before is going to be forbidden. Now the Gemara goes back to the discussion of our Mishnah. We have a machlekes in clarifying. Itmar, we learned that Reb Chiya bar Asya Marav, he says the halacha Reb Yosi. So the halacha is like Reb Yosi, that he said regarding this prohibition of days which are forbidden to eulogize, that bein lefanav bein la'achav asa, that whether it's the day before that day or the day after is going to be forbidden also. Ushmul Amar, however, he paskins halacha Reb Meir, halacha fazag Reb Meir, who that's the Tanakama, like a Stam Mishnah, that's Reb Meir, who he said that no, only lefanav is asa, but la'achav is going to be mutter. Now that the Gemara asks, Umi Amr Shmuel Hachi, is it really true that Shmuel said the halacha follows like Reb Meir, that the day after is going to be mutter, but the day before is going to be aser? But Vatanya, but we learn the Braisa, a different opinion. Pshimim Leilaimer, he says, Umatam Leimer, behind shtei pamim. That is, it says the word behind 2 times. It says, Delay lehisano behind, that you shouldn't fast in those days. And then it says, Umiktsasin, there are certain days which are more stringent, Delay lemisba behind. And not only shouldn't you fast, but you shouldn't even eulogize. Now he's darshaning, he's expounding on the words behind, which sounds to him like it's a mute, like it's an exclusion, that in this, but not in something else. So why does it say 2 times? Laim l'cha shehein asurin, to say that only the day themselves are forbidden, but there's 2 exclusions, and that is lefnein ulachrei mutarin, however the day before and the day after are going to be permitted. Now v'amr Shmuel, and then that Shmuel said, and that is, not only is it going to be that the day after is going to be mutter, but even the day before is going to be mutter, and that's not like Reb Meir, who said that, however, that the day before is going to be aser. So that the Gemara answers me, Kar Savar, originally Shmuel held, Kim the Lekatana de Mekel Reb Meir, since there was no one else that was more lenient like Reb Meir, that is Reb Yosi, he said that both before and after are aser. Reb Meir says no, that only before is aser, but after is mutter. So therefore, I'm halacha Reb Meir. So he said the halacha is like Reb Meir because he was the most lenient opinion. Kivin the Shami the Reb Shimon the Mekel Tvei. But once he heard the brisa of Reb Shimon that he's Mekel even more, and that he says that it's mutter not only after but even before. So then I'm halacha Reb Shimon. Then he says halacha was Reb Shimon, and that is because since it's rabbinic, all these tainesim and Megillah's tainis, so therefore not so stringent, and he goes with the most lenient opinion. So though originally he said like Reb Meir, but when they found out Reb Shimon Gamliel's opinion, he said halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Now, v'chinam abali amr b'chir bar'aba amr b'yechlan, that halacha like Reb Yosi, he said also that halacha follows like Reb Yosi, that the day before and the day after is forbidden, when it's going to be that the Yom Tov Megillah's Tainus is delay l'mispa behind. Now, amr b'chir labali, he said, Azbrulach says, I'll explain to you, to clarify this, that ki amr b'yechlan halacha Reb Yosi, when was this said, that Rabbi Yochanan said halachas like Rabbi Yossi, was actually adeloilis ana. It was only on the days that are written Megillas Tainis, that those days you shouldn't fast on them. And that is on that Rabbi Yossi said that lefanav is aser, the day before is going to be forbidden, but la'achav is mutter. And that is, Rabbi Yochanan was saying that halachas not like Rabbi Meir, who said that even the day before is going to be mutter. However, it's not true that he was saying it on deloilis misper, on the days that it's forbidden to eulogize. There he did not say that halachas like Rabbi Yossi, that the day before and the day after is going to be aser. Rather, there actually he would hold like Rabbi Meir, that lefanav is aser and la'achav is mutter. So what comes out according to this premise that Rabbi Chi was saying is Rabbi Yochanan held that both by deloilis misper and deloilis ana, that lefanav is going to be aser, but la'achav is going to be mutter, because on one he holds like Rabbi Yossi, and one he holds like Rabbi Meir. Now that the Gemara asked, "Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is it really true that Rabbi Yochanan said this? That, however, that the day before at least is going to be aser like Rabbi Yossi regarding the days of when you're not allowed to fast." But Va'am Rabbi Yochanan halachik stam mishnah. We know that Rabbi Yochanan always says halacha follows like a stam mishnah. When we have an anonymous mishnah, the halacha follows like that. Now it's none. We have an anonymous mishnah Masechtas Megillah that says as follows: Ava bisha amr magdimin. Although they said that there are those that can read the Megillah before the appropriate time of when they're supposed to, during their zman. However, v'loy ma'achrin, however, you're not allowed to do it later than the days of the Yodala and Tesvav. They continue on Talmud Beis. However, although they read the Megillah earlier, mutarin behesped b'tainis, on those days they're still allowed to eulogize and have a fast. And that is, there are certain times where, let's say on the 15th of Adar, which is when the B'nai Krach and those in the walled cities, they read the Megillah. The Kfarim, the villages, they read it on the 14th. Now, they're allowed to read it before the 14th, as the Mishnah there explains, as early as the 11th of Adar, the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th, and then there are those on the 15th. Now, the reason is because the villages, they can go early to the Yom HaKnisa, which is the day when they get together on Mondays and Thursdays. They're allowed to read earlier. However, what they're saying is that they're still allowed to eulogize and fast in those days. Now, and that the Gemara asks, Amas, when did we say this halacha, that although their zman is a certain time, and they're reading it earlier, that however they could still eulogize and fast in those days? Ilayim ibn Echameser, if it's a reference to those who usually read the Megillah on the 15th, which are those who have their walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, v'kakar le'bar besa, and we're talking about a case when they're reading the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. For example, if let's say they went to a village, then they're there on the 14th of Adar, then the halach is, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, that a paras ben yemay, even if really he usually dwells in a walled city, but he's there for the day, then Allah gives him that status as those people, and therefore he would read the Megillah on the 14th. Now on that, we would be saying that, oh, then although he's reading the Megillah earlier, but he can still fast and eulogize, on that the Gemara asks, Umi Shari, is it actually permitted on the 14th, even for someone that's really a ben tezvav that usually reads on the 15th, to have a hesped or a tainus? But v'aksev in Megillah's tainus, it says in this Megillah's tainus that we're quoting from, it says, Yema ba aser bay, the 14th of Adar, v'yem chamisha aser bay, and the 15th of Adar, yemi puraya inun, they're the days of Purim, deloyla misper behind, which one should not eulogize on them. Now, v'ama Rava, Rava said to clarify this, that lay nitzucha wasn't necessary to write a Megillah's tainus, to make a decree of not allowing to eulogize and fast for those who are ben yodalit on the 14th, and the Ben Tezvav on the 15th, because that is explicit pasuk in the Megillah. It says, "Li'es to make it into b'simcha." It's a yomtiv. So therefore, it wasn't necessary for Megillah's Tainus Rabban later to come along and say it's forbidden. El lesser eshal zeh b'zeh. Actually, what the Megillah's Tainus is doing is saying that a Ben Tezvav, the 15th, is forbidden on the 14th. Ve'eshal zeh b'zeh, and those of the 14th are forbidden on the 15th, even if it's not their day. Even that day is forbidden for them to fast and to eulogize. So therefore, it obviously cannot be talking about a case when someone on the 15th lays the Megillah on the 14th that he's allowed to fast, because that explicitly Megillah's time says forbidden. The rather the Gemara says that maybe v'ele b'nei ha-beisar, we're talking about those who usually read the Megillah on the 14th, which are Kfarim and the Yaris, those which are not walled cities. V'kakar le'betleiser, and it's talking about a case when they read the Megillah on the 13th of Adar, which is, for example, if let's say the Yud Dalet came out on a Tuesday, and then the halacha is that they're allowed to go ahead and read it a day early on the Yom HaKnisa, which is on Monday. And that the question is, Yom Nikanehu, as the Gemara later on explained, that it itself is forbidden for to do Hesped and Tainus. So ve'ela b'nei arbeisa v'kakar le'betreisa, maybe then it must be talking about, that is those who usually read the Megillah on the 14th, but they're reading it on the 12th, which would be talking about a case of, let's say, when the 14th comes out on a Wednesday, and then they do it earlier to the Yom HaKnisa, which is going to be Yud Beis. And that, the question is, Yom Turiyah Nesu. However, that's a day, which the Gemara would later on explain, which is also forbidden in Hesper and Tainus. Say, Allah, rather, must be talking about the Kakarle Bechadesar, that they read in Megillah as early as the 11th of Adar, which is, for example, if the 14th of Adar comes out on a Sunday, then those people from the villages are allowed to go as early as the Yom HaKnisa, which is on Thursday, which is going to come out on the 11th of Adar. And this is where the Gemara concludes the question. Now this must be the only case that must be an explanation of what it says, that Mutar Mehesper Vatainis must be that when they're reading on the 11th, they're allowed to go out and eulogize and fast, which is, we see that even though it's the day before Turiyonis, which is from Megillas Tainis, that it's permitted with Hesper and Tainis. So you have a Stam Mishnah, which is not like Rabbi Yossi, which is saying that the day before is going to be permitted, which, and therefore that's difficult according to Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, that the day before is going to be Aser, where he says Allah is like a Stam Mishnah? And here, obviously, the Stam Mishnah is saying that the day before the 12th, which is Yom Turiyonis, is going to be permitted by Hesped of Betainis. So now the Gemara says, actually, Loi. B'nei Arba Aser, we're talking about the people from the 14th. The Kakar Le Betracer, actually, we're talking about that they read Megillah on the 12th. With the Ka'amid, Yom Turiyonis, so in this that you said that, wait a second, how could you have a husband and a tainus if it's one of the days of Megillah's tainus? It's Yom Turiyonis. Yom Turiyonis, Gufei Batula Batlu. Actually, they nullified at the end this day as being one of the Megillah's tainus that's forbidden to fast. Since there were two pious people, Shmai and Achi, who were killed that day, and therefore they mavatlet. Kihadar of Nachman, like what happened to Rav Nachman, that he was Gazer Tanisa Betrayas, he actually decreed a fast on the 12th of Adar. So Amalei Rabban said to him, Yom Turiyonisu, it's a day of Megillah's Tainis, how are you making a fast? Amalehu, he said to them, Yom Turiyonis Gufe Batlu, Batula Batlu. Actually, they nullified it from being one of the days of Megillah's Tainis. Halivanergabu Shemayev Achi Achiv, since Shemayev and his brother Achi, two Hasidim, were Nifter on that day, they were killed. Now that the Gemara asked, so, okay, fine. It's not going to be forbidden because of Yom Turiyonis itself, but it's still the day before Nikiner where we said that Yom Shalafanim is Asa. So Ravashi said, if the day itself we nullified, so then Mishum Yom Nikiner Nikim and Nixis, so we're going to make it forbidden because of the day of Nikiner? No, because we're saying even it itself that was making it forbidden, we were Mavatlet, because of two tzaddikim that were killed. And therefore, we said that you could fast, even though it's the day of the day before Nikiner. And therefore, that resolves the question of Rabbi Yochanan, that although he holds Halacha like Stam Mishnah, he can still hold like Rabbi Yossi, because we don't see anywhere over here that the day before is going to be permitted. The only reason why the day before is going to be permitted is because the Mavatal Yom Turiyonis, and therefore, if the day itself, which was part of Megillah's Tainus, we Mavatal, then definitely day before days, we Mavatal too. Nothing more clarifies what we had mentioned in passing. My Nikonur, my Turiyonis. What is this on the 13th of Adar, which is the day of Nikonur, and the 12th of Adar, which is the day of Turiyonis? So the time like we learned the Brisa. Nikonur, he was Echad Me'afarach Yevanim Hayu. He was one of the Greek leaders of the Greek people. Now every single day he would lift up his hand to cause problems for Judea and Yerushalayim. Vayman, he said, he says, when will Jerusalem fall on my hand and I'll trample it? However, when the kingdom of the Chashmonaim overpowered the Greeks and they vanquished them, so they cut off his big toe from his feet and the thumbs of his hands and they hung it by the gates of Jerusalem. And they said, the mouth that spoke with haughtiness, and the hands that were stretched out trying to destroy Yerushalayim, Tasav and the Kama, to have revenge taken against them, and therefore that was a holiday that they had on the 13th of Adar. My Turiyonis, what's Turiyonis on the 12th? Some of them said, Kishabikish Turiyonis, Lahargas Lalinas of Papas Achim, when they wanted to kill these two totally righteous people, Beludkeya in what's really Lud, which that's what the Gemara says, that throughout Chas, many places, the Harugi Lud, those who were murdered in Lud, In Kol Ber Yechoy Lamed B'Mechitzas Gan Eden, there's no one that could come within their area in Gan Eden, where some say that they were killed because of the daughter of the king that was found murdered. Now, they said that the Jewish people did it, and they made a decree on the Jewish people. Now, these two tzaddikim, they stood up and redeemed all the Jewish people by saying they admitted to the murder, which they didn't do. And they said that we killed them, therefore the king only killed them and not the Jewish people. Now, Amalahem, Tuyanis said to these two tzaddikim, if you're really from the people of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the Jewish people, let your God come and save you from me, just like he saved Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah from the fire, from Nebuchadnezzar. So Amru Loi, so these two righteous brothers said to him, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, tzaddikim gemurin hayu, they were totally righteous people. And they were fitting for them to have a miracle done for them. Moreover, Nebuchadnezzar Melech Hagen Hayah, even the wicked king Nebuchadnezzar, was appropriate that V'roi Lasis Nesal Yadai, that a miracle should be done through him. However, V'aisei Rasha Hadyahu, you wicked person, you're a commoner. V'ainu Roi Lasis Nesal Yadai, it's not fitting for a miracle to be done through him. V'anu, and moreover, Nischayavnu Kali Elamakam, we are fit to be killed because of a sin that our chayv misses bezin. Now, v'im'ena tahargenu, if you don't kill us, harba hargim yesh lelmakim, there's many people for Hashem to kill us. V'harba duvin v'arayis yesh lelmakim by lomay shepagim b'anu hargim us under, there's many bears and lions that Hashem has in this world that will encounter us and kill us. Elalayim esarna kadesh baruch hu b'yadcha, but the reason why we were given over to you, to be murdered by you, elash asal lipar demeinu b'yadcha, is because our kadesh baruch hu is going to exact revenge from you for murdering and killing us, spilling our blood. Afapikin hargamiyad, in spite of that, he killed him right away. Amr, they said, they didn't leave this spot. At Shabo, the Yufli Miram, until there were two ministers that came from Rome, they smashed his skull with these sticks, and they killed him on the spot. That was the great miracle that happened for exacting that revenge. And therefore, that was Yom Turyanis that they made the Megillah's Tainus on that day, which ultimately they ended up nullifying because of two righteous brothers that were Shmai and Achaya that were killed on that day. Now the Mishnah told us in Gezen Tainus al Atzibah b'tchila b'chamishi that although we have these set of fasts, we don't begin it on the Thursday. Moreover, chulu we said in Gezen Tainus b'resha chadasha m'chulu, we don't make that the Tainus should be on Rosh Chodesh or on Purim or Chanukah. However, chulu what the Mishnah did continue to say is that if it was already started beforehand, and then it ended up being that one of the days of Rosh Chodesh, then we're not mafsikin, and we fast on that day. Now that the Gemara asks, v'kam yahave haschala, how much is considered that it was already begun, the set of fasts, that we will not interrupt it afterwards, even though it falls on Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah and Purim? So Rav Acha Amar Shalash, he says, as long as there were three fasts already, then if the next fast is going to come on Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to stop it. V'yesu Amar Ha'achas, he says, as long as there was one fast, then we're not going to stop it. Now, the Gemara continues regarding the words of Remeir in our Mishnah, who he said, Ein Mashlimin, that although, yes, we'll end the fasting on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah Purim, but we will not complete it. So Amar Yehuda Merabi says, Zudiv Remeir, Sh'amar Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, that he said this in the name of Gamliel, that, yes, we will not conclude the fast, we'll eat a little bit before it gets dark. However, the Chum say that we do fast and we complete it all the way till it gets dark. And Darsh Mazuj Mishmed Rav Huna, Halacha Mesana Mashlam, the Halacha is that we fast and we do complete the fast. That is, as long as we had started the set of fasts, whether it be one or three, and then it ends up being Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Purim, we'll fast and we will complete it. Hanulach Seder Tainus Ketzad, we shall return to you the second pack of Masechtas Tainus, Seder Tainus Ketzad.